We welcome you back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. This weekend show has been focusing on the California Healthy Kids Survey. It's a look at various different things in regards to student life and challenges that local students are facing. We've been talking with Rob Egger, the Director of Differentiated Assistance and Grant Programs for the Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools Office and Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools, Kathy Parker. Go back over to Rob Egger. During the last segment, Superintendent Parker had ended talking about some things being done in response to these numbers. Can you elaborate on some other things that are being looked at and done as well?
Yes. One thing we're working on is social-emotional learning. We have started a social-emotional learning community of practice for Tuolumne County educators. We actually started this back in 2019 and have been doing this since that time. We have increased it to monthly starting last year. In this community of practice, we look for ways to support our kids in their social emotional learning. So we have teachers that are taking trainings, getting curriculum supports that they can put in place into their classroom. Sometimes it's one of our topics would be a sense of belonging, getting the kids to belong and welcoming kids onto the campus and in the classrooms and just helping them to feel like they belong. Another thing we're doing is additional counseling. Many of our schools have hired counselors. We also have the Tuolumne County School Counselor Network, which we have been meeting now over the last few years, where all the school counselors, counselors actually work in the schools, meet together monthly now in order to discuss some of the concerns, some of the ideas that we can share in order to best support our students. So that has been a great network of support for all of our counselors. We also have been working with the Mental Health Coalition. These are our community partners that involve behavioral health, mental health professionals, private therapists, the schools coming together and talking about how we can get mental health services to the students of Tuolumne County. We are also offering many trainings throughout our office and through the California Department of Education. One of those trainings is the Youth Mental Health First Aid. Those are on our website. You can sign up for those. And it's a training that will help to deal with the mental health of young people. And it gives taught by therapists who can give great tools for educators and for family members and just community members. We also have webinars that are coming on that are talking for parents to support with anxiety, with depression, suicide ideation. We also provide Living Works. It's a program for suicide prevention. It's a 90-minute training. It's been very effective. Many of our educators have taken this training over the last year. We have the Children's Friendship Conference that we do. This is a program for third graders for the entire county comes together. We were not able to do it during COVID, but we are hoping to get that going again and working on friendship skills and relationship skills for our third graders. We're working on the drugstore project, which will be offered this spring for seventh grade students to come in and do a program. It's a drug prevention program in partnership with the sheriff's office and we had over 100 volunteers last time and brought in over 400 students. And then we do a lot of follow-up based on that. One other thing we're doing in the schools is with drug and alcohol, we're looking for alternatives to suspension. Now, the thing when people hear alternatives to suspension is, oh, they still need to be in trouble. Well, we're not saying not to be in trouble. The idea is that the students would get the help that they need. And one of those things would be, instead of, for example, a student caught with a vape pen getting suspended, going home and vaping all they want, we look for, can we get them into a program where they're mandatory, they go to a treatment program either offered on campus or through behavioral health where they could get that support and try to maybe change that behavior. And so we're looking at a lot of programs that would support that.
So as we near the end of this weekend show, is there any kind of call to action or recommendations you just have for parents in the community who would be concerned about these growing statistics?
Well, one, I would say take advantage of the trainings. You know, if you go to our website, look at what's available. Spend an hour. Go and learn something new. I'm always learning. I've been doing this for over 25 years, and I learn every time I take one of these webinars or I sit through a training or meet with the counselors. It's always an opportunity to learn. Also, if you see your students struggling, reach out. Reach out to your school. Reach out to the counselor. If you want to reach out to our office, you know, you can email me, reggger@tcsos.us or 209-536-2076. I'm available to help direct and get students plugged into the help that they might need. I would say the biggest issue, the biggest thing, is pay attention to your kids. You know, really gauge, look for changes in their behavior. Watch, be authentic with them. Be real. Students respond to that. They really want to, they want to be engaged with their parents. And ask them, talk with them. So I would just, that would be my biggest call to action, would be pay attention.
Good advice, Kathy Parker. Anything you'd like to add as we wrap up this weekend show?
Yeah, I think children respond to the people, the adults, and how we behave around them. And we're in a very divisive a time of conflict. And kids are picking up on that. Teens, young children, toddlers, they're all picking up on this tone of just divisiveness. And this is an amazing community. And I think it's time for us to really dig deep and really show our children that as a community, we, even though we might disagree, we still love and support each other, and to really focus on how we're interacting with each other. I think that can go a long way to showing kids they're in a safe, supported space, and they'll feel more comfortable coming forward if they're feeling these feelings, like Rob had mentioned at the beginning, feelings of sadness, chronic sadness, suicidal ideation, or feeling like they need to turn to something else like drugs and alcohol to soothe their anxieties. I think that we have some work to do as a community. This is, as I said, an amazing community. We have the will to do it. We just need to actually get busy doing it.
Is there a lot of good collaboration among the nonprofits and others in the community who are looking at these issues?
There's amazing, amazing collaboration. It's been in existence for years. We have the YES Partnership that we meet every month, and we work all together through a variety of non-faith, faith, community, action-oriented organizations, and governmental agencies. We all work together for the same purpose, which is making sure that our kids are healthy, that they're safe, and that we've provided the best community possible for them to grow up in.
Well, before we wrap up today, Rob Egger, when you went through the numbers during the first part of the show with the healthy survey results, is there a spot that people can go online to see those if they missed any of those numbers?
Yes, we will have that posted on our website at tcsos.us in the coming weeks.
Very good. Well, we appreciate the conversation and coming in to fill us up to speed. We've been joined by Rob Egger, who is with the Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools Office. And he is the Director of Differentiated Assistance and Grant Programs, and also Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools, Kathy Parker. Thank you both for coming in.
Yeah, thank you,
BJ.
Thank you.
And I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host this weekend. So next week is Thanksgiving, and I hope you and your family have a very safe and healthy holiday. Because of Thanksgiving, we are going to take a one-week break from Motherlode Views, and we will be back on December 4th and the 5th on the three Clark Broadcasting radio stations. If you missed part of this or any past show, you can find it archived on mymotherlode.com. Just click on the media section. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.